Hi everyone, this is Hannah Smith, Todd Smith's daughter with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is Winning or Losing an Argument. Have you ever had an argument with someone important to you? Did you win or lose? Do you love the feeling when the opposing argument gets shut down and your opponent conforms to your opinion? Is that your ultimate goal? What about how your opponent feels? Do you care? I'm like many teenagers because I have strong and often contrary opinions. I've had my share of arguments. I've won some and lost some. I used to not hesitate to argue. I would jump into disagreements like they were a cold pool on a summer day. I was blind to the fact that I was doing nothing. I wasn't changing their views. In fact, it normally made my opponent feel stronger about their own opinions, and it would cause annoyance and anger. So I began to ask myself, how can I avoid this and successfully get my point across? Here are four things I now think about when I find myself about to enter a disagreement that could end up in a heated argument. 1. Is it important to me? Before saying anything to the other person, ask yourself, is it worth it? What will be the benefit if I win? What will be the downside if I lose? When I would enter arguments too quickly, I would end up not having a strong opinion or supportive facts, or being unwilling to listen to my opponent, and it would start unnecessary conflict. In one of my favorite books, How to Win Friends and Influence People, which my dad paid me to read, Dale Carnegie said, "The only way to get the best out of an argument is to avoid it." This is true, but often ignored, because it takes more character to be silent than to speak one's mind. 2. Have a discussion, not an argument. Arguments are commonly controlled by emotion, while discussions are more about understanding. It's important not to enter a disagreement when emotionally compromised. When controlled by your emotions, you are more likely to say hurtful things, yell, and ultimately prevent the discussion from going anywhere. If you feel you are on the verge of an outburst, take a breather, and only return when you feel you are ready to approach the situation rationally. 3. Ask questions. Too many times I enter an argument knowing that I'm right and they're wrong, because why would I argue if I didn't feel it worth fighting for? But then I realized, why would they think any different? Sometimes it's even better to ask questions rather than ignore the problem, because you may begin to judge them without fully understanding their view. Simply learning why a person thinks a certain way can diminish the need for an argument altogether. There is always another side to the story. 4. Understanding that no one is you. No one is ever going to think the same as you. We are all very different. Different personalities, different past experiences, and different present situations. Learning the way a person thinks is sometimes the only way of truly understanding their opinion. And here's a bonus tip. Have you ever been in an argument that had no closure to it, that was left as an open wound? It's so important to do everything you can to find that closure. Hard feelings and grudges are often the result of unsettled conflict. Whenever my brother and I would get into an argument, my parents would put us in a room and we couldn't come out until we had worked it out. We hated it, but it worked. Finish what you started. It can be a hard thing to do, to go back to that. But reapproaching the situation with the 4 points above will help it go smoother. I want to encourage you to think about these 5 points when you find yourself on the verge of a disagreement. I have seen many disagreements that didn't end well simply because there wasn't good communication. And remember, simply thinking before you argue can result in less stress and more understanding, while carelessly jumping into them can result in regretful actions and damaged relationships.